Welcome to the Global Revival Blast podcast, where you get inspired, experience God's power, His manifest presence and transformation with the teachings of Wilfred Ibomobi. Now here's your host, Wilfred Ibomobi.
God is not against your greatness. It's not against the greatness of these children, greatness of Christian, greatness of anyone that wants to be great. The Bible says very clearly in 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 6. So Jotham became powerful because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. So God is not against us to be great. However, how the world defines greatness is different from how the Bible, the kingdom of God, defines greatness. When you talk about greatness, I want to talk about it today, greatness unlocked. For you to see the different perspective of the kingdom looking at greatness and the world perspective looking on the subject of greatness. Matthew chapter 20, verse 20 to 28. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right and the other on the left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am able to drink, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." So he said to them, verse 23, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the ten heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whosoever desire to be great among you, let him be your servant. And whosoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Interesting. I am talking about greatness unlocked. In this message I want to share, is a profound message that we need to think about as we explore the concept together and draw wisdom and great teaching from the living Word of God. That will lead me to two parts of the message. That means the first point is the misconception of greatness, and the second point will be the path to greatness. If you look at our main text, Jesus did not condemn the mother and the two sons that came to him to ask for greatness. And they send their mom to beg for them. The mother of the two sons came to Jesus. The Bible said she came kneeling down and worshiping Jesus. She came to worship. And Jesus knew that the woman was asking for something. He said, "Woman," and said to her, "What do you wish? What do you desire?" You see, is it not the same thing that people do today? People go on to worship God for a reason. She did not just worship with her two sons because she loved the Lord. No, she worshiped because she wants something from the Lord. She wanted to get something from Jesus Christ. She knelt down, the Bible said, kneeling down, asking something from the Lord. And Jesus said to her, "What do you want? What do you wish?" If you remember, the woman said, she said to Jesus, "Grant these two sons of mine, one to sit on your left hand side, one on the right hand side in your kingdom." That was what she asked for. That was what she asked for. When the other 10 disciples heard it, the Bible said they were displeased with the two others. But Jesus did not condemn the man for asking for greatness. He said, "You don't know what you're asking for. That position you're asking for has been prepared by God in heaven. I'm not the one to give it. It's not of me to give it to you. It is already prepared by God in heaven." So that will lead me to the first thing concerning what I'm talking about. The first point, the misconception of greatness. In the eyes of the world, greatness is often associated with power, wealth, and popularity, social status. Many people chase after these fleet and empty forms of greatness, thinking that they will find fulfillment, purpose in them. People continue to pursue positions. If I could sit with you, if I could be with the president, if I could be with the best person, that then I means I am fulfilled. I will be great. I will be great. And people look at greatness in a wrong way. And they assess greatness from different perspective, says something very profound. If we go back to Matthew, let's see Matthew now, but I'm not going to go to Matthew chapter 20. I'm going to look at Matthew chapter 23, verse 11 and verse 12. Matthew chapter 23, verse 11 and verse 12. According to NIV, says, "The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." You see that? Jesus makes us understand something, that the way they were asking for greatness, that is not the way. Jesus even went on to explain to us how it's supposed to be. Here we see Jesus redefines greatness as servanthood and humility. That means to serve. So true greatness is not found in self-promotion. True greatness is not found in building empires. True greatness is not found building the greatest cathedral, the greatest church, biggest church in the world. True greatness comes in service, humility of heart, and faithfulness. So God is not against greatness. You have to understand that God is not saying he doesn't want his children to be great. God wants us to be great. However, God expects us to seek greatness in different way, not like the world seek greatness. Jesus had different perspective about greatness, and that is what I want us to see today. When we talk about greatness, what comes to your mind? Is it to be popular, famous? Is it to be well known among the elites in the world or in your society? When we talk about greatness, is it to build religious empires, personal empire, business empire, or the largest church building in your country? What is greatness to you? Do you think to be great means you have to show up in BBC, CBN, ABC News, TBN, the World Network, or any kind of, or to be the best in American magazine or in the best newspaper? What do you understand about greatness? Is it to have the best mansion ever in the world, or to have the best, most expensive car, or most expensive private jet in the world? What is greatness to you? Is it to have large investment in gold? Is it to have financial investment? What is greatness to you? Is it to build business empire all over the world? If greatness you seek is in the worldly pleasure, the material things of this world, as a Christian, God does not expect us to seek the things of this world to think that is greatness. These are what the world seeks after, and the world call it greatness. But in the kingdom, it's a different stage entirely. Christ was not against greatness. I've said this earlier. But he gave us different perspective about greatness. Christ did not rebuke the two disciples and their mother because they wanted to be great. Rather, he showed the right pathway to greatness. So come with me as we check greatness and the right way to be great, as we check the path to greatness. That will lead us to the next stage. The second point is the path to greatness. Let's see that. To understand how greatness is unlocked according to the Bible, we must turn to the Lord Jesus Christ to see the greatest example, because Jesus showed the great example in the scripture we've read. And I'm going to read another scripture again for emphasis sake. In Mark chapter 10, verse 45, please. Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Imagine, Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, took on the role of servant. You remember, he washed his disciples' feet. Jesus demonstrated to us as a perfect example in service. So the first part to greatness is servanthood, to be a servant. So Jesus demonstrated, he took the water, he washed the feet of his disciples to show that to be great, you need to serve. In our main text where we read, we saw in Matthew chapter 20, Matthew chapter 20, I'm going to read verse 26. See what Jesus said. "Yet it shall not be so among you, but whosoever desire to be great among you, let him be your servant." So if you want to be great, Jesus is saying, get ready to serve. Verse 27, "And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave." Very clear. Jesus said here, if you want to be great, get ready to serve. If you want to be great, get ready to be a slave of others. What does that mean? To be a slave is not like doing things that you don't want to do or God does not want you to do. In this context, what Jesus was saying is that to be great, you need to serve others. You need to serve humanity. You need to serve others and help others. Learn to serve others. True greatness begins with a servant heart. Serve others with love. Care for the less privileged. Care for people around you. And that is what Jesus meant by saying, be a servant. He said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve others. So if you want to be great among people, wherever you find yourself, get ready to serve. It is necessary that you serve others. That will lead me to the second part, pathway to greatness. The second part is humility. Humility. It's good to be humble because that is the key to greatness. It's very, very important for us to see. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Let's see that. The Bible says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or in vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. amazing. I like this Philippians, these verses I've read. It says, do something for the interest of others. Someone who is humble always looks for the interest of others first. Not to be served, not selfish ambition, but to serve others. Humility is to serve others. Humility is the key that unlocks the door to greatness. If you want to be great, be humble. If you want to be great, be humble. It is a decision. It is a choice to put others first before you. That is humility. You have to make that decision that if I want to be great in the kingdom of God, I must be ready to humble myself. The Bible makes us understand, whosoever that humble himself, God will exalt him in a due time. It's very, very important for us to humble ourselves. Humility is one of the greatest keys to true greatness. Humility is one of the keys to true greatness. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 to 5, we also see the emphasis Jesus made as well. It's very important for us to what? To humble ourselves. We need to learn to be humble. And as we humble ourselves, we see God leading us to that true greatness. We see the life of people who are humble. You see the life of Elisha, for example. Elisha served Elijah, his master. He was humble. It takes humility to serve. It takes humility to serve. You cannot say you want greatness in the kingdom when you are not ready to serve. So if you serve, you have to serve in humility. They go hand in hand. So if you are ready to be great, get ready to serve. If you are ready to be great, get ready to serve. And if you serve, serve in humility. If you look at the Bible, in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 11, as I was saying earlier, Elisha served Elijah. I'm going to read 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 11. And Jehoshaphat said, is there no prophet of the Lord here, through whom we may inquire of the Lord? Then one of the kings of the king of Israel's servant answered, Elisha the son of Shaphat is here, who poured water on the hands of Elijah. You see, the servant made Jehoshaphat to know that there is a prophet in the land, and he described that prophet as a servant. He said, he poured water on the hands of Elijah. Humility and servanthood. So that will lead me to the third pathway to greatness, to true greatness. That is faithfulness. Faithfulness. It's very important for us to be faithful. If you look at the parable of the talent in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30, you will see something very interesting there concerning also faithfulness. Jesus teaches us about faithfulness. Those who have faithfully and responsibly managed what God has given to them, you will see them commended by God. God expects us to be faithful in whatsoever God has entrusted you in our hand. God expects us to be faithful. Greatness is often unlocked through our faithfulness. Faithfulness in a small thing, faithfulness in anything God has committed into our hands. Because if you are faithful in little, God will give you much more. God expects us to be faithful. We should learn to be faithful, because faithfulness is one of the pathways to greatness, to true greatness. Not the greatness you see in the world today. If we are to use plane, private jet, having mansions, the best things of this world to describe true greatness, as the world describes greatness, that means people like Elisha, people like Prophet Elijah, Peter, James, Paul, the apostles, that means they were failure, because in their time they were chariots, they were horses, they did not own any of this. But they were great. So greatness does not come by the world standard, how the world defines greatness. Greatness comes according to the kingdom, not the world. What the world called greatness. What the world called greatness is different from what Jesus called greatness. To be great in the kingdom, you must be ready to serve, ready to humble yourself, and ready to be faithful in what God called you to do. As we embrace servanthood, humility, and faithfulness, we discover the process of greatness. We see that greatness in God's kingdom is tied to our service, tied to our spiritual growth, tied to our faithfulness and our humility. As we grow in faith, grow in character, grow in love, we become great in the eyes of God. You see that? It's not by having mansions, having the best cars in the world, having the things of this world that will make you to be great in the eyes of God. No. To be great in the eyes of God, you have to be faithful. Faithful in what God has committed into your hand. Faithful in your calling. Faithful in whatever you do for humanity or for the kingdom. Do it in faithfulness. Do it in love. That is greatness. That is greatness. So you must be ready to serve. You must be ready to humble yourself. Must be ready to be faithful. Then that these are the three keys to true greatness. Our art of servanthood, our art of humility and faithfulness will be rewarded by God. God often uses humble servants to accomplish greatness. His greatest purposes, greatest assignment of the kingdom, God uses people who are humble. If you're humble, God will lift you up. In a due time, He will lift you up. In a due time, He will elevate you. In due time, He will grant you the desire of your heart according to His will. And I pray that Almighty God will lead you to that path and that you will follow the true path of greatness. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us remember that the world's definition of greatness is temporal and not satisfying. True greatness are unlocked in the Bible based on what I've shared so far. You can only find true greatness in servanthood, in humility, and in faithfulness. As we follow the steps of the Lord Jesus Christ, may we embrace these virtues and become instrument of God's greatness in this world. May the hand of the Lord be upon us. May the Lord lead us on the path that He has chosen for us. May His hand be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. May we be known not for our worldly achievement, not for our love for selfish gain, but for our love, compassion, and selfishlessness. Let it be that you are not selfish. May you be known for that, having passion for the kingdom. Let us unlock the greatness that God has destined for each one of us to bring the glory to the name of the Lord. The glory to the kingdom is to serve others and humble ourselves. May the hand of the Lord be upon you. May this word we have heard today be a blessing to you and to every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you. Please keep the fire burning.
Thank you for listening to Global Revival Blast Podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe, support, and follow us on social media. For more, visit PastorWilfred.com.